Today we are at the archery, the athletics track here at the University of Birmingham for the IBSA World Games 2023. Karen has joined us and you're down watching some of the action at the moment, Karen, because you are involved in archery.
I am. I'm trying to find some tips to help a visually impaired lady who we have at our club, and I'm struggling with her. She looks as if she's shooting very well, but we need some tips and hints to get her shooting better.
So you're not competing at the moment, so you're kind of spectating and picking up some very helpful tips here. How are you finding it so far? Have you learned a lot about the sort of equipment they use and the techniques and so on?
I have. I've spoken to a few people. The Australian guy's been very helpful. He's even given me a little badge. And I've learned some things, and I'm going to take them back up to Leeds and try and help this lady.
So what have you found so far that you think could be really helpful?
The posture and how to set the foot stands up and the tripod in the same place each time. This is one of the things that we've been having difficulty with, trying to line it up and make sure it's in the same place each time. So I've had some tips about that, and it should set us in a good standing to get our shooting better.
So you're from an archery club, and you obviously encourage as many people with different backgrounds and diversities as possible to come along. Have you had many blind or partially sighted people get in touch with you?
We've had two. I've had one gentleman who came, who set me on the road to getting the equipment to help people. And then this other lady came along at another club, so we took the equipment over to that club, shared the knowledge, got her shooting, and she's actually come and joined us at our club and continues to shoot weekly.
Fantastic. So what's so good about the sport of archery? Why or how would you encourage people to search out a club and go along?
Find a club, come along, talk to people. Have some discussions. If they can't help you, they will find somebody else who can. And my philosophy in life is anybody can do archery. Whether you've got a limb missing, whether you're blind, we can get you to shoot. There are ways of doing it. I've worked with the Invictus team and I managed to get somebody through. They brought gold medals home for us. A lady shouted at me one day on a competition, told me not to go anywhere. I thought I'd done something wrong, and she actually got out of the bag a gold medal and said, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have this.
Fantastic. So, that must have been quite a moment for you.
Yeah, it was.
It's
a while ago now, but yeah. It was well worth it. Anybody can shoot. Anybody that's been in an accident, that sat at home doing nothing, you need to get out there and you need to come and try archery. You get the right club, the right help, you can do it.
And if you'd like to find out more about accessible sport or look for a sport for yourself, do have a look at seesportdifferently.org.uk. Karen, thank you very much for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you.